Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Nissan, my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Two great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, too. Cruise ships down there can hear us. I've been told that by the people that are on the boats and around the world via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they might happen to be, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all of those people in the energy industry. They're keeping the oil pumping. Our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra of Wyoming and Montana, William and the gang up there, the frozen tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget about our people, our merchant marine folks, because we had a captain from a ship call us last week and tell us that they listen all the way from Texas and New Orleans via the radio stations that we have en route all the way to Tampa, back and forth. And we welcome you guys on those vessels, too. So don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, let's say the pledge and then we'll get going here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words again, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, I want to play this little short clip here to get something out of the way, because somebody asked me a question about the vaccine here during the break, and this will help answer the question. It's not there yet. There is no vaccine, but here's where it looks like it's going.
Mr. Vice President, this is about a vaccine. And if a promising antiviral or a vaccine is developed, let's say it needs to pass government muster, are you willing to clear the pathways, the regulatory pathways of the FDA to get needed antivirals or vaccines to the American people? I mean, there's a bureaucratic process to go through with the FDA.
It's already doing it. Dr. Fauci made us aware a couple of days ago that because of the expedited process that the FDA has approved, we're actually going to be able to go to clinical trials in 6 weeks on a vaccine for the coronavirus. As Dr. Fauci said, that's from the National Institute of Health, he said, that's utterly unprecedented. Now, I want your viewers to know that a vaccine will go through the process and will likely not be available for this season. But we're working very earnestly with multiple providers and multiple researchers to develop a vaccine for if the coronavirus, we will deal with it in this season. From prevention, from mitigation, from treatment. But as the next season comes on, if the coronavirus persists, then we're going to continue to work. We are clearing the red tape out of the way. The FDA is providing great leadership on this front to have a vaccine for the American people by next year.
And all the vaccine is going to be is like a flu shot. You know, you get your flu shot now, you get your pneumonia shot. And if you don't, and by the way, I get both. I've been doing both for a while because I just don't want to get sick. And I had 1 year where I got the flu, where I didn't have the shot. And, oh, my God, you talk about it. I'm never going through that again. Never, ever, never, never. So I decided to get the flu shot, and I get the pneumonia shot, too. So that takes care of that. It doesn't cure the sinuses, but it takes care of all that. So anyway, there you go. Now, today is Super Tuesday, and there's a lot of delegates up for grabs today, about 35% or thereabouts of the Democrats' delegates for the year are available right now, and it looks like Bernie Sanders is poised to get somewhere around 40 to 45% of them, and if he does, that's going to give him a big-time lead as we get into the second half or second two-thirds, if you will, of the primary season. And California, all by itself, Bernie is got a big lead in California. Big lead in California. And that's the big prize right there. Now, the other one is Texas, which is why Joe Biden was spending so much time in Texas, trying to figure out what would happen there. All right, now let's drift on over very quickly here. Is this Dan the Man?
Yes, Dan the Man.
All right, you're going to get caught up in a break, but do you want to hold over during the break?
Sure.
All right, well, go ahead and start with whatever you want to say there.
Okay, listen, only in a capitalist system can you get a vaccine that quick. I think this proves that capitalism, when you have a capitalist economy, free enterprise, you have healthier people. And this proves it, because this vaccine could never, ever be developed in a socialist economy in a socialist country.
Do you remember the polio vaccine? Do you remember years ago, many years ago, the polio vaccine?
That's back in the mid-50s. Yes,
I know. And when I was in school, a youngster, we all had to get those shots, and we did. And hold on, Dan. But anyway, we all had to get those shots, and we did. And as a result, it knocked polio into submission. So it's got its good points. Got its bad points, too. But it's got its good points. All right, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I'm holding Dan over. We're going to find out what he has to say. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and my buddy Wayne Allyn Root will be with me on Thursday night, and you'll want to be around for that because we're going to be talking about Super Tuesday, what all of that means. Plus, we're going to talk about Wayne Allyn Root and his prognostication because he and I have, for the last two election cycles, presidential election cycles, we have been so far ahead of the curve, it's not been funny. We both went out on a limb and said Donald Trump was going to win, and he was going to win going away. It wasn't going to be close. He was going to win going away. And I said he was going to have 300 electoral votes. And a lot of people said, yeah, you mind? It's not going to happen. Yeah, really? Well, okay, we'll see what happens. But the last two election cycles in a row, Wayne and I both have been exactly spot on. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Let me ask you a question. How much pain is too much pain? And if you're in pain right now and maybe have been for a while, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get out of it? Well, that's why Relief Factor is doing so well nationally and why I endorse them. I am not only a customer of theirs, but I take their product, and it works. It works. I've been on it for 3 years and 11 months. And all you got to do is start out with a three-week quick start. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. You can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at what's there. There's a little two-minute tutorial there, little video. Tells you all about it. Tells you how it works. And all you got to do is order the three-week quick start for $19.95. That gets you started. And you'll know. You will know. 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most. You will know whether or not it's going to work. It worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Dan the Man's back with us. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
What's the weather like up there?
I just came from outside. It's 42 degrees.
All righty. Well, it's probably not going to be that bad. All right. Well, we were talking before the break. We were talking about the coronavirus and talking about the vaccine, and only in America could something like that be developed that quick. That's true. That's true. So carry on.
Well, I was just going to say, you're going to need it. The quicker they can get it, the better, because something, this virus, they don't know how it's going to respond
nope.
to the warm weather. Will it be like the flu and have an off season? You know, if you get into the Spanish flu of World War One, it took 3 years to run its course. First, it started out in England, moved to France. You had a lot of young guys under stress, but they were more susceptible to it because of World War One. The Americans, they got the Spanish flu. It came into the United States through Fort Dick, New Jersey.
Yep.
And the last people to get it were the Germans. The Americans and the Germans fought a full-fledged battle in a railroad tunnel, and it was the first time Germans were exposed to it. And then it pretty much went through Germany like a wildfire, and then the war ended. Some historians say it was the Spanish flu that crippled the Germans more than any opposing army. And there's a lot of evidence which suggests they were right. But this viral strain, it's going to take 3 or 4 years to go, you know, throughout the world and then have it inoculated out, and it'll be it for the history books.
All right. Well, hang on a second. We got some tornado warnings up for Tennessee right now. You truckers headed over towards Nashville over on 40 or going north-south over there, Memphis way. You know, there are some tornado warnings over there in Tennessee right now. Cousin Vinny just chimed in, and he was telling me about it right there in his area. And, yeah, Cousin Vinny, that's what we told him on the truckers report. So tonight the heavy weather is in Tennessee, so be careful. All right. Well, I got to ask you a question here, Dan, and I'm going to change the subject because coronavirus is going to be around for a little while, and it's a glorified version of the flu. Unless you're old and your immune system is weak, and then you can really get sick. And as was witnessed, the 6 people that died in the nursing home there in Washington State, but they all had other problems which contributed to their passing away, unfortunately. But today is Super Tuesday. And it's a big, big, big day where there's a lot of ground games that have been played over the past few days. Now, Bernie, right away from South Carolina, took off and headed where? To California.
That's where the delegates are at. That's the biggest state in the union. And, you know, they moved their primary up just for this reason. Instead of being next to the last or the last, they're going to be part of Super Tuesday. And that's where he's going to fundraise a lot out there, because that's where you have the Hollywoods, the ultra-liberals, people of his ilk. He has them in bushel baskets out there, and he's going to raise a ton of money. So I can see that. I think he'll definitely run the table in California. I don't know. I'm not so sure about Texas, but I think that he'll do decent, well, in Elizabeth Warren's home state of Massachusetts. I think that's custom made for him.
He could beat her. And he could beat her.
Yeah, and if she's beat there, she's going to have to drop out.
Well, wait till you
home state.
Wait till you hear this one. There's right now today 34% of all the delegates, presidential pledge delegates, 34% are chosen today on Super Tuesday. But the total 1,344 pledged delegates in the Democratic Party are what represents this. Now you've got Alabama, American Samoa, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia are all the states today where they're voting.
Well, I've heard, I did hear from some friends and family in Alabama, and apparently it's going to be close, but they're going to, between Biden and Sanders, it looks like younger blacks are going to break and go for Sanders, which is kind of surprising. So, you know, there's so many states right now, I'll probably be like everybody else and find out tomorrow night when they, you know, after 9 o'clock tonight. It'll be clear who's going to win this on Super Tuesday. But right now, I would still think that Sanders has the upper hand.
Now, do you know who the youngest Democratic male candidate is right now?
Oh, God. No, who would that be?
Joe Biden, 77, 1 year younger than Bernie.
These guys. They're
and they're both, and they're both older than Donald Trump.
Right, and, you know, he's no spring chicken either, but he's in pretty good shape for a guy his age.
Well, Donald Trump, I think, is 72 going on 73, I think.
Yeah, so
Yeah, I would think that, you know, there comes a time where you got to just retire and go home, take care of the grandkids or whatever, or great grandkids in their case. But I don't know. For a party that always celebrated the youth of America, they got the geriatric crowd in there. Right.
Well, they started out with the youth. Remember, the whole thing was about youth and a new this and a new that. But here's the deal. Bernie, and this is kind of funny, Joe Biden is aligning himself with the traditionalists, if you will, the Democratic Party core that's been there. And Bernie has aligned himself with Ilhan Omar, Ayak, Tlaib, and that bunch. Okay, and they've latched on to him like a hungry fish on a hook, if you know what I mean. And he's bringing that element along with him. So we're really going to have a test in the Democratic Party to see what's going to happen. It's actually the soul of the Democratic Party that they're going after right now. It's going to be interesting.
Well, you know, you can tell that the Republicans really trounced on him 10 years ago because their bench isn't very deep. And you can tell it now. You got, you know, Sanders and Biden. Like you said, they're old. I think that those two, with Sanders more than Biden, he could walk the Democrat Party off the cliff and walk away going, well, you know, it's not my party anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go, Dan, because I got some other callers on the line, but I want to thank you very much because you're always a wealth of information as a professor emeritus here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay. Well, Captain, I will talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay. There you go. That's Dan DeMand. All right. Good morning. Who's this, Todd?
Let's get down to business, boss.
Yep. Make it quick because you're going to run out of time. Go ahead.
No, it's 60 seconds is all I say. More than 60 seconds, anybody says all day long. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have to take the House back. We have a window of opportunity to take the House back and get this economy back where, you know, and take back. We're $25 trillion in debt. There's no reason for that. The richest country in the world. We're doing business with the American people, okay? That's what we're doing with this virus. And then God is going to prove that the American business and the American people can do business with themselves, and we don't need the other countries. Okay, not right now in this time, okay? God bless you. Let's get to work and make sure that you stand up for your Make America Great House representative and your senator who stands with Making America Greater Again. Let's get to work, God bless you.
All righty, very good, because here comes the music in my ear right now. You worked that out perfect, and appreciate that. And that's Todd in Tampa, and, of course, Dan DeMand, our professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And we're going to have our military and Veterans News segment coming right up here when we come back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy's going to tell you again how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight.
I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out, Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer, all three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our first military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America, brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to better serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at. But in the meantime, check them out at naa.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And the other one right down here in Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of Tampa Bay, across the bay from Tampa in Clearwater, St. Petersburg, which is Pinellas County. Now, if you would like the opportunity to have a tremendous career, lifetime career as an aviation maintenance tech, where you would start out on a 40-hour week, making just about $60,000 per year. That's the going rate right now for an aviation maintenance tech. It can only get better from there. Because with very little effort on your part and just wanting to work and the work being there, you could very easily make a lot more money than that right off the bat. And just the possibility to make a six-figure salary is not out of the question, especially if you want to go overseas. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their locations. Ask to take the tour. Either the one in Concord, Mass. Overlooking Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. You'd be glad you did. Again, the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, and 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, the United States and the Taliban have signed the peace agreement aimed at ending the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan, America's longest. And all U.S. troops now have 14 months if the Taliban meets commitments of the peace deal to clear out of the country. Now, they've got 135 days to reduce the troops from 12,000 down to 8,600. That is all contingent to what is done over the next 135 days by the Taliban. And Afghanistan's president kind of threw a little monkey wrench into the works by saying that he will not free thousands of Taliban prisoners ahead of the all-Afghan power-sharing talks set for next week, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for a speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement. So we'll see where that goes right away. To be continued. Now, issuing personal protective gear, canceling military exercises, limiting access to installations, canceling leave, and implementing quarantine and isolation and other restrictions are some of the actions that defense officials have outlined in new guidance to military commanders for dealing with widespread outbreaks of the coronavirus disease in their areas around the world if it comes to their bases. Notice I said if. Also, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo received a blunt assessment from Democrats on the House Foreign Affairs Committee of the Trump's administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran. He was told simply it's not working. And, of course, Ilhan Omar went after him. She's on that committee. We played the tape of that last Friday. And all I can tell you is that how that woman got elected is beyond me. You need to vote her out in Minnesota. She's a disgrace to your good state and to all the people that I know in Minnesota that are head and shoulders above her. How she ever got in there, I have no idea. By the way, Nashville tornado. We got a tornado in the vicinity of Nashville. I'll let you know more about that as I can do it during the break. I can't do it right now. But apparently we had a tornado in the vicinity of Nashville. So we'll let you know more about that in a few minutes. And Turkey, over the weekend, shot down two warplanes and inflicted heavy losses that had inflicted heavy losses on ground forces in northwest Syria on Sunday as the two countries edged closer to an all-out war. By the way, Russia and Turkey have been brushing shoulders in the region. Some 33 troops were killed, Turkish troops, in an air assault by those Turkish aircraft who were shot down Both pilots were okay. Also, yesterday, one missile landed near the U.S. Embassy. Two rockets fell inside Baghdad's green zone yesterday, according to security forces. Very little damage and no injuries. And a former Philippine Foreign Secretary warned that the president's decision to end a key U.S. security pact will undermine the ability of American forces to help the country deal with major disasters and deter aggression in the disputed South China Sea. Simply put, the Philippines will be on their own. That may not be such a great idea, as the Philippines and the U.S. are considering a new military pact similar to the Visiting Forces Agreement, which President Rodrigo Duterte ordered terminated. Looks like as if he may be squeezing the U.S. for more money. That's what this may be about. And oh, by the way, Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for a no-fly zone in the wake of the deaths of 33 Turkish soldiers in an airstrike launched by the Syrian regime near Idlib. But the Pentagon remains wary of wading into Syria's civil war. Who would enforce the no-fly zone? Obviously, it would have to be us, wouldn't it? So we'll see. And the Taliban and the United States, that agreement may or may not happen. Again, it all depends on how the Taliban behave. And if they behave themselves, everything will be fine. But if they don't, By the way, billionaire SpaceX founder Elon Musk is known for pioneering disruptive technologies like reusable rocket ships and electronic cars. But during an appearance at a conference on the U.S. Air Force, he was disruptive for other reasons. He said the era of fighter jets is ending. How about that? All right, and hold on a minute here. Here we go. Breaking news coming out of Nashville, Tennessee. A tornado has caused extensive damage near downtown Nashville, Tennessee. Quite a bit of damage in downtown Nashville, Tennessee right now. I'll have to get an update for you as soon as I can, but that's all that I know that's going on right now. It just came across. So, tornado in Nashville, Tennessee. Downtown Nashville was struck by a tornado. And I'm not surprised because I've just told you in the last Trucker's report about the tornado warnings that were up for central Tennessee. So if you're going through that area, be alert. Be alert. And severe thunderstorms are rolling across central Tennessee right now, too. That's I-40, I-65, the crossroads there. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we'll take a look at that weather. I'll try to get that pinpointed for you a little bit more on the tornado. It's just now coming across the wire as to what's going on there. Not sure if there's any injuries or not, but I shall return with more. And Cousin Minnie, I hope you're holding down the fort up there in Tennessee.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, that's the Rooster Cruisin' song, and that's Ray Carlisle, and that song was Older Than Dirt. That's from back in the late 70s. And we're going to get going right now with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, let's get right to where the big weather is at the moment. From the National Weather Service in Nashville, Tennessee, and the AP, they're reporting at least two tornadoes touched down early Tuesday in Tennessee, including one that caused damage near downtown Nashville. Now, the tornado reportedly stayed on the ground into Hermitage. I've got an affiliate in Hermitage, so if you people are listening to me there in Hermitage, if somebody wants to call in from that part of Tennessee, 877-969-8600, let us know what's going on. That's about 10 miles east of Nashville. And a video posted online appeared to show a well-defined tornado in eastern Nashville. Now, the National Weather Service had issued two tornado warnings for Putnam County east of Nashville. It confirmed the tornadoes were most confirmed on the radar. And in one area, a reported gas leak in the Germantown community of Nashville has forced an evacuation shortly after the tornado moved through the city. In addition, dozens of people were shown in the street carrying their belongings out of damaged areas. News outlets have reported that the storm was expected to bring an isolated tornado, damaging winds, and large hail. Now, let me look at the weather, because along I-40, along I-64, the western part of Kentucky, central part of Tennessee, back to Memphis, but not quite all the way to Memphis, you've got severe storm warnings as well as a tornado watch and warning. Now headed out east of Nashville, let's see here, headed up towards, it might be a little bit north of Knoxville where it's going right now, part of it. But behind it, you've got torrential rains, okay, and you've got flash flood watches and warnings through the western part of Tennessee from Jackson West and, all the way into Memphis, all the way into northeastern Arkansas, the western part of Kentucky, the southern part of Illinois, the southeastern corner of Missouri, and the very northern part of Mississippi all has flash flood watches and warnings right now for large volumes of water headed your way. And, okay, now we've got Terry in here. Yep, it hit hard. Okay, Terry is in Nashville. He's our overnight worker in Nashville. And Terry, if you want to call the show at 877-969-8600 and tell us what's going on up there so that we can tell everybody, you're all right. And it looks like as if Cousin Vinny has told me that he's okay. So that's a good thing. But, again, tornadoes in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. And there's still watches and warnings as the system that brought those tornadoes is moving over to the east in Tennessee towards Knoxville, but it looks like it's going to be north of Knoxville and headed over that away, possibly towards Bristol by the looks of this, the way this weather is moving. Now, let's go down a little bit. You've got some rain, just general rain in the central part of Mississippi, on down to the Gulf, the panhandle of Florida, over towards Great Big Bend, southwestern corner. What's this? I'm good. Still out working. Okay. Terry says he's okay. He's still out working. It's okay where he's at. All right, Terry, glad to hear that. He's okay up in Nashville. And also, fog up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, the lee shore of Lake Erie, and some snow way, way, way up in Maine. Got some rain in the western part of Minnesota, and some more rain, let's see here, some more rain across North Dakota. You got some heavy rain over in the central part of Montana, along with some high winds all the way out to 4th of July, and it is snowing tonight up on top of 4th of July. Only place in Montana where it's snowing is up there. You've got a system coming in from the Pacific Ocean, Northern California, on down to Central California, L.A. area. And that's going to be affecting the weather out there in the next day or two. Right now it's just riptides and whatnot that are out there, rip currents. But there will be something coming out of that. Don't know what the something is yet. Got some winds in the high desert. Got some winds across New Mexico. And it is what it is. And, okay, I see what you're talking about there. All right, Terry, and again, we're glad to hear that you're okay. And we're also glad to hear that Cousin Vinny is okay. So there you go. So you guys were doing well in the scheme of things. Okie dokie. Now, don't forget that the weather, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your average truck stop anymore, and not your daddy's truck stop either. And it's all good from where I'm sitting, so don't forget about that. And check them out. Check them out if you get a chance. It's always a, always a good thing to do. By the way, the ex Joe Biden stunned with the gun control offer to Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke was very surprised to hear that. And there you go. So Joe is going to be the gun advocate now. All right, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Okay, what's going on in Nashville? I've heard from some people up there. They had a couple of tornadoes come through there. One of them touched down and did a fair amount of damage.
Yes, in downtown area, people were woken by the alarms or the sirens that go off.
Right.
So it's pretty devastating. It's hard to tell right now, obviously, because it's dark. But yeah, that one's a tough one. That's a tough one for Nashville. So let's just hope what they find with First Light isn't as bad as it could be.
Well, one of our workers, Terry, the overnight worker, he's does building maintenance. He's got a cleaning service. He said he's okay where he's at, but he said it was really rough for a little bit. Cousin Vinny, who's also up south of Nashville, was in an area where they had a warning. Now it's gone off to the east. It's pretty much headed over towards Knoxville, and it looks like it's going to go north of Knoxville, maybe up towards Oak Ridge. I think there's a nuclear plant up there, to be honest with you, but it's going to go in that general direction. And it's still moving. The system is still moving to the east, slowly but moving. So our thoughts and prayers go with everybody there. And we've got an affiliate there in Hermitage, Tennessee. I don't even know if we're on the air there right now if it hit the radio station. But anyway, hold the line. Hold that fort. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon as we try to get a little bit more information for you out there. And, of course, to the folks that are listening to us up there, and the drivers that are going back and forth on I-40, be advised that system is going east of Nashville right now, so don't get caught in it. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.